Texas A&M launches investigation of professor that called Trump fat Klansman. By Tom Sicata on August 26, 2020. Texas A&M University has launched an investigation into Professor Felipe Castro over comments that he made on Facebook about President Trump. Castro came under fire last week over posts in which he expressed hope that Trump would contract coronavirus. Castro also posted bizarre fantasies of Trump's death and called him a fat Klansman with a wife bought from a catalog. According to a report by Campus Reform, Texas A&M is investigating Professor Felipe Castro over extreme comments that he made on social media about President Trump. The university confirmed this week that it is investigating Castro's social media conduct. According to a Texas A&M dean that commented to Campus Reform, the university's Office of Risk, Ethics, and Compliance is leading the probe of Castro's behavior. Breitbart News reported last week that Castro had faced scrutiny over a series of bizarre Facebook posts about President Trump. In one strange post, Castro described a personal fantasy during which President Trump suffers a heart attack. "I always though, sick, that this was going to have a normal end. With Trump having a heart attack on top of his daughter and crushing her with his fat, and Kushner having to try to resuscitate her. For the money, from drawing in Trump's vomit of Pepsi and half-chewed chicken nuggets, swallowed in big chunks," Castro wrote. Castro called President Trump a fat Klansman and suggested that senior Trump advisors should be locked away in some institution. In another post, Castro said that he hopes President Trump and Vice President Pence contract the Chinese virus. Castro also said that it was good news that Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, had tested positive for the virus. In a statement published on Friday, Texas A&M condemned professors for using vulgar language on social media. The university claimed that academic freedom does not give professors a license to engage in speech that is designed to destroy the community. "We have not seen enough civil discourse around campus lately. To that end, the board strongly condemns the recent vulgar, disrespectful and divisive language of a few members of the faculty at the flagship university in Bryan College Station. We expect, and know, our faculty to be among the best in the nation and to exercise the academic freedom that comes with being a member of this great university. That freedom, however, does not include speech that is full of hate and serves to destroy our campus community. Aggies should not tolerate such divisive behavior. And we should hold each other accountable to preserve the spirit that generations of Aggies have forged for us." Breitbart News reported in May that a professor at Columbia University sparked a backlash after he told Trump-supporting students to drop dead. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.